Hey there, Dovi Nadel here, proud alumnus of Yeshivat Har Tzion. Myself and my family continue to reap so much benefit from the Torah of the Gush. Excited to share some Torah with you. In that vein, when I was reading through this week's Parsha, thinking of what to share, there's one thing in particular that stuck out. Full disclosure, I'm a Kohen, so these Parshiot have an extra layer of meaning, and I'm also a teacher. Proud to be a Jewish studies teacher, a rabbi at SAR High School out in New York. And when I was reading through the Parsha, it says the following line really stuck out to me. Vaydaber Adonai el Aharon lemor. God spoke to Aharon after his two sons, Nadav and Avihu, were killed by an Esh Zara. They are told, Yain v'sheichar alteish tatau v'necha itcha b'vuachem el ol mo'ed, v'lo tamutu chukato tulam l'dor techem. This mitzvah against coming into the Mishkan inebriated. And then it says like this, the goal of the Kohen seems to be lehavdil bein HaKodesh uvein HaChol, bein HaTameh uvein HaTahor, ulehorot et bnei Yisrael, et kol achukim asher diber Hashem aleihem biad Moshe. In other words, the role of the Kohen is to be a teacher. I want to explore this word lehorot, where it comes up earlier on in Tanakh, and hopefully expand our understanding of what Aharon's task as a more was, and what I think in general are some things we can glean about being a teacher from this word. The prior time that the word lehorot came up in Torah, the previous teacher, say it in that way, that we hear about is actually a very interesting instance, perhaps not the first one that would come to mind. It's actually a phrase that comes up. The first time I read it after reading the Parshiot a couple years back, it just jumped out at me. I'll read the pasuk for you. It's out in Shmot Perek Lamed Hei. And this will be the beginning of our explanation of the word lehorot, to teach. We are told, Vayimale oto ruach Elohim, about Bitzalel ben Uri ben Chur, who was tasked with building the Mishkan. He's mimalei. God gave him a ruach, chokhmah, tvuna, v'dat, v'chol melacha, v'lachshov machshavot, la'asov bezahav, v'kesuf, v'v'nechoshet. Incredibly brilliant, incredibly skilled. U'v'acharoshet evin le'mal'ot, v'acharoshet eitz, la'asov bechol melechet machshavet. In other words, he was a craftsman, renaissance man, ish eshkolot, can do so many things. But the last line that we're told in Perek Lamed Hei, the last thing that perhaps made Bitzalel ben Uri ben Chur, as well as his sidekick Oliav from Ateh Dan, the perfect people for the job, was the following. Ulehorot Natan Bilibo. He was given the ability to teach, and that was in his heart. Ulehorot Natan Bilibo. This seems to have been an important qualification in addition to all of the tangible skills that Bitzalel had and Oliav had, was the phrase Ulehorot Natan Bilibo. And it's here, I think, that we can really explore the phrase lehorot, what it means to be a teacher. So I want to take a look at what some of the parshanim on this moment of lehorot, the prior moment where lehorot comes up in Perek Lamed Hei of Shemot, hopefully we'll glean some idea of what this phrase means. So the Ibn Ezra on lehorot actually says something very interesting. He says, Yesh chachamim rabim. There are many wise people, shehem kashim lehorot la'achirim. They may know a lot, but they actually, it's very hard for them to convey over the ideas to other people. And it says what was special, Ibn Ezra said what was special about Bitzalel and Oliyav, hu chaviro b'chol melachot gam lehorot la'acher b'chokhmah. They had the ability to give over their wisdom to others. Giving over wisdom is in of itself a skill. The Or HaChaim actually here says something similar to Ibn Ezra initially, but then he adds something else. He talks about a famous group of people mentioned at the end of Masechet Yuma, the Beit Garmu, that it says about them, Lo ratzu lilamed al maaseh lechem halpanim, and the Beit Avtinas, they didn't want to teach about Ketoret. These specific groups of Kohanim who didn't want to teach the secrets of the lechem hapanim and of the Ketoret, and about them were told the pasuk Shem Reshaim Yirkav. However, Or HaChaim beautifully says, Vo'odianu akatuv ki al elu yomar zecher tzadik livracha ki ayu morim umilamdim kol harotze. Ulehorot natam bilibo is not just having the skill to give over knowledge, but it's also about having the desire. Not thinking that knowledge, once it's given to you, is something that you kind of pile up for oneself, but it's something that you give, kol harotze, anybody who wants. You should want to give it over. Those are the people about whom we say Zecher Tzadik Livracha, according to Or HaChaim. The Ramban actually says something very interesting a little bit later on when discussing Bitzalel ben Uri ben Chur, and he actually says Lehorot Natan Bilibo is intuition. It's the ability of a teacher to actually understand more than just the material that is given over to him or her, but the ability to actually understand on a broader level what's going on. Famous Midrash says that, you know, Bitzalel, in a certain way, was given over instructions, but in his own way, he was able to intuit what exactly it was that Hashem truly wanted of him. So therefore, Lehorot Natan Bilibo is kind of the divine intuition that Bitzalel was talented enough to have to kind of see beyond the material and see what else was necessary. Yeah, God describes the Aron first, but that's what you put in last. Say one last interesting perush from the Nitziv on Lehorot Natan Bilibo, another thing that could be edifying for what it means to be a Jewish educator. The Nitziv on Lehorot Natan Bilibo says like this, Sheratza lekabel hatoreach vehatipul lehorot acherim. He wanted the burden, and he wanted the task that could be difficult, but he wanted to teach other people. Lehorot acherim ofnei maaseh. To be a teacher takes patience. May mean reviewing, maybe somebody messed something up with the Mishkan, but Bitzalel, Lehorot Natan Bilibo, he had the patience, the ability to kind of take the burden upon himself, become a teacher. V'gam im nafal, eze she'ela behavanat ha-mikra v'kadome. And he goes on to say, even if a student had a question, didn't understand something, perhaps it would already be explained, he had the patience to say, v'kadome haya Bitzalel, mora hor'a b'zeinyan. Bitzalel was capable and desired to enable all others to kind of go along the ride with him to teach, even when it was perhaps difficult. Just mention one more point from the Ramban that I left out. Another beautiful thing that the Ramban says, and perhaps it's apropos that I'm bringing it up now, the first line in the Ramban in Shmot Lamed Chet is he says the Horot Natan Bilibo means the following. He didn't think that teaching Torah and teaching everybody to build the Mishkan was solely his responsibility. It says, "Hu more lechol hachachamim lefanav hayu asim kolam umarim elav kol melachtam." Famous line: as a teacher, a sage from the stage, or a guide from the side. In a certain way, all of the people who wanted to give to the Mishkan, kol chochmei lev asu b'melacha. Bitzalel was there and enabled other people to be teachers as well, to bring themselves out. It wasn't about his own ego, but it was about everybody becoming accomplished. Those are five different insights into what the phrase Lehorot Natan Bilibo could possibly mean. I'll note that the phrase Lehorot actually comes up earlier on in Tanakh. In a famous Midrash, when Yehuda is Shalach Lefanav El Yosef, Lehorot Lefanav Goshna, Yaakov's on his way there, and we're told that what Yehuda does on behalf of Yaakov is he sends up a Beit Midrash. You got to have the vision for when a day school is necessary. You're going into a new area. The first thing you set up is a place of education. There's something very powerful Chazal are doing by associating this phrase, the Horot, with something greater. And I'll just note the following. I'll note the two of the following things. One is that in Sefer Vayikra, I admit that whenever the word Torah comes up, it seems to be talking more about a specific procedure. The technicalities of how, you know, Tzarat should work, or this specific Korban. And when it comes to at least initial understanding of what the Kohen did, it was they were there to convey the knowledge of the technicalities of how Halacha was meant to manifest itself. But I do think that when we reach Sefer Dvarim, and we hear the words that Yaakov says in his final bracha, Yoru Mishpatecha le'Yaakov v'toratcha le'Yisrael, I do think that we're expanding our idea of what Torah means. Torah is not just the specific technicalities, just the halachot, although it is that. I think Torah, by the time we get to Dvarim, is perhaps something much more expansive. Torah is perhaps a broader guide of what exactly it means to be a Jewish person and all of the spirit that is put into it. I'll finish with the following idea, which is that it could be interesting to note that the word moreh, or to teach, is actually used in connection to one person more than anybody else, or I should say entity more than anybody else in the Torah, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know of Moshe Rabbeinu as a person who teaches all of Am Yisrael, but when we actually see the most prevalent usage of the word Hora'a, Horeticha Asher Tedaber, the words here I'll say in Sefer Shemot Perech Haftalah Pasuk Yud Bet, towards the end of Mishpatim, Vayomer Adonai El Moshe, Ale Elai Ahara Vayesham, Vetna Lachat Luchot Ha'Even Vatorah Vamitzvah Asher Katavti Lehorotam, the primary teacher, the teacher of all teachers in a certain way, even on top of Moshe Rabbeinu, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in fact, we say this every day in the second bracha that we say on the Torah each day, when we say, HaMilamed LaAdam Da'at, HaMilamed Torah LeAmo Yisrael. God is the one who teaches all of Am Yisrael. God, in a way, is a teacher. And if that's true, that is saying something very powerful about the task of a teacher. In a certain way, as teachers, we are taking one step of the Mesorah and handing it on to the next generation. But in a deep way, we are also taking the role of Moshe Rabbeinu, the first Moreh, and going even a step further back, taking the role of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, trying to give over a piece of his Torah, playing that role. And in that sense, it is so powerful, this phrase, Lehorot, given to the Kohanim, a family that is meant to be teachers, Lehorot of Yehuda, the Lehorot Natan Bilibo of Bitzalel ben Uri ben Hur. In essence, the most important thing, perhaps for a teacher, are to remember the following two things. One is that as teachers, we are taking on the mantle and the task of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself by teaching Torah to Am Yisrael. And number two, in all manifestations of the word, it's always important to remember Lehorot Natan Bilibo, Shinizke. We should all be Zoche to be teachers and educators in our own lives in so many ways, whether in a professional capacity, as parents, as friends. We are all Mechanchim. Have a great Shabbat.